Morning.
很高兴和大家今天早上在一起。
Well, this morning I get to speak in English, and Brother Isaiah will interpret for me into Mandarin Chinese.
所以今天早上呢，牧师会讲英语，然后我来讲中文。
This morning, we will continue our study from the Gospel of Matthew.
今天呢，我们继续去学习啊，马太福音。
And if you have your Bibles, or if you could.Your eyesight is as good as mine. You could read it on the screen.
So you can
read
your 圣经，也可以看PPT.
Let's all stand as we read the Word of God. You could do so in English or Chinese.
请大家一起起立，我们可以读英语或者读中文。
We'll read in Chinese up here on stage.
我们在台上是讲中文的。
So the scripture reading from Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 14.
马太福音十二章一到二节，二一到十四节。
那时耶稣在安息日从经过，他们的门徒饿了，
就掐起麦穗来吃。
法利赛人看见，就对耶稣说：“
看
哪，
你的门徒做安息日不可做的事了。”耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人饥饿时所做的事，你们难道见过吗？
他怎样上神的殿，
吃了陈设饼。”
这饼不是他和跟从他的人可以吃的，唯有祭司才可以吃。再者，律法上所记的，当安息日，祭司在殿里犯了安息日，还是没有罪。你们
能明白吗？
但我告诉你们，在这里有一人比殿更大。我喜爱淫絮，不喜爱食细。你们要明白这话的意思。就不将无罪的当作有罪了，因为人子是安息日的主。耶稣离开那地方，进了一个会堂，那里有人枯干了一只手。有人问耶稣说：“安息日治病可以不可以？”意思是要控告他。耶稣说：“你们中间谁有一只羊，当安息日掉在坑里，不把它抓住拉上来呢？人比羊何能贵重呢？”所以在安息日做善事是可以的。
于是对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原，
和他是手一样。法利赛人出去商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。好，我们祷告。天父，我们感谢你，因为你的恩典让我们能够来到这个地方，你所分别为圣的地方。谢谢主，你赐给我们宝贵的话语。求你让我们真是打开我们的心门，让我们能够留意的听到神你今天早上给我们的吩咐。我们这样祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣的名，阿门。请坐，
请坐。
Please be seated. Imagine it's a nice sunny day like the one we have today, maybe with less smog.
大家可以想象一下一个很漂亮的一个日子，就像今天一样。
And you look at the clock on your dashboard as you were driving.
当你在开车的时候，你在看你的周围的景象。
And it's 11 o'clock in the morning, Sunday.
已经是星期日早上十一点钟了。
So you're flying down I-105 coming to church.
你在I-105这个高速公路上疾驰想来教会。
And if you're driving on your Audi 2000, you know, of all the power, you know, it has, and you go over that bridge over the Willamette River.
你想想，你看一辆很漂亮的车，然后开得很快，是你在这个 Willamette 上面的桥上面。
And out of the corner of your eye, you saw something familiar on the bank of the Willamette.
当你在开车的时候，你用余光扫到说，你看见一个很相似的一个情形。
You slow down from 70 to maybe 40.
那你开车开始慢慢减速，从七十到四十迈哦。
And you recognize there's a man standing on the river bank.
啊，然后你就发现，哇，有一个男的站在这个。
And you say to yourself, isn't that Dan Chen?
那个不是 Dan Chen 吗
？Doesn't he have a fishing pole in his hand, casting out the bait into the Willamette River?
他不是身上有个鱼竿去钓鱼吗
？Isn't it Sunday?
这不是周日吗
？And you say to yourself.
然后你对自己说
Aha! I caught Dan breaking the Sabbath.
Aha! 你看我发现了他没有守安息日。
Dan must know what I'm going to, you know, use him as an example, so he came even though he was a little late, but that's okay. The passage we just read is quite similar, isn't it?
我们刚刚读的这段经文和这个情形是不是很相似呢？
The Pharisees had an aha moment with Jesus.
法利赛人也有一个 aha 的这个时间段。
You know, they had been watching Jesus closely on the Sabbath to see what Jesus would do.
他们一直紧盯着耶稣在安息日时在做什么。
And here, the disciples picking the head of the grain.
他发现哦，耶稣门徒在麦田里面掐那个麦穗。
On a Sabbath.
在安息日。
And they came to Jesus asking.
他们来到耶稣面前问他。
Look! Your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath.
看你的门徒在安息日做了不该做的事情。
Because picking grain is working and you are not supposed to work on the Sabbath.
因为你在掐麦穗这一个是一个动作，但是你这些动作是不应该在安息日做的。
And that was a serious accusation because Jesus was the rabbi of the disciples.
这是一个很严重的一个控告，因为耶稣是他门徒的老师。
Now it's like someone coming to me, and ask.
就好像有人对牧师说
，Hey, aren't you the pastor of the Chinese church?
Hey, 你不是华人教会的牧师吗
？Oh, I heard that one of your students, college students, was caught shoplifting the other day at the UO bookstore.
我发现你们呢，其中一个会众一个学生。在 bookstore 在偷东西。
Don't you teach your young people any morals?
难道你没有教你的学生一些道德规范吗？
Except the Pharisees' accusation was much more serious.
但是法利赛的控告是更加严重。
Because Sabbath keeping was very important to the Jews.
因为守安息日对犹太人说。对犹太人来说是很严重的，很重要的。
All you have to do is read the first five books, the books of Moses, and you understand why.
如果读了摩西五经的话，你知道为什么了。
God rested from his creative activities on the Sabbath.
神在他创造的时候，在第七天他休息了。
The people while they were in the wilderness rested from the gathering of food.
当犹太人在旷野得食的时候，他们也休息了。
And keeping the Sabbath was the fourth of the Ten Commandments, a day to be kept holy.
第四戒，十诫的第四戒就是守安息日，是守为圣日。
And keeping the Sabbath was a sign of a covenant between God and His chosen people Israel.
而且守安息也是神和他选民以色列的一个约。
And it was so important that breaking the Sabbath is punishable by death, stoning.
如果违反了安息日，是可以判处死刑的，而且是扔石头扔死。
Nowadays, Christians living in the age of grace would observe our rest on a Sunday normally.
那现在的基督徒呢？我们因为活在恩典之下，所以我们将主日、周日作为安息日。
That's our Sabbath.
这就是我们的安息日。
But let me ask you, brothers and sisters.
让我问你们，弟兄姐妹们。
Does the fact that you are sitting here today on a Sunday make you a Sabbath keeper?
那你今天来我们教会来侍奉，是不是也是算守安息日呢？
You know, by the time of Jesus, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the scribes, the interpreters of the law had come up with a long list.Of things you cannot do on the Sabbath.
在耶稣那个时代，文士、法利赛人列了一个很长的一个清单，告诉你什么应该做，什么不应该做，在安息这一天。
You know, Jesus, when he was asked, accused by the Pharisees, did not deny the fact that his disciples worked on that day. They were hungry, and yes, they did pick the heads of the grain.
那当耶稣被控告的时候，他并没有否认说他的门徒在麦田里面折这个麦穗，因为他们饿了。
And the Pharisees would consider that as doing work, which is forbidden.
那法利赛人就认为你在做工，所以这是应该禁止的。
But Jesus was a smart person, a wise person.
那耶稣是一个很聪明的人。
He didn't answer their, you know, accusations directly. Instead, he gave them two examples from the Old Testament.
那耶稣并没有直接的回应他的控告，只是用了两个例子。
And one was a story I preached on some time ago from 1 Samuel chapter 16, or chapter 21.
第一个例子是是啊，我之前牧师之前引用过一个例子是撒母耳记上。
21, I think. Yeah.
Okay, 21 章.
It's 21:16. But remember, that was when David and his men were running away from King Saul. You know, King Saul was trying to kill them.
你们还记得当时是大卫和他的随从逃脱扫罗王的手。
And they, you know, came a time when they were very hungry and there was nothing to eat and they were at the tabernacle.
但他们当时很饿，没有东西吃。他们跑到了会幕里面。
And the priest Abimelech said, "I don't have anything for you except these, you know, bread of the presence, the consecrated, the holy bread."
那祭司亚西米勒说，我没有什么东西吃，只有会幕里面的陈设饼。
Now David and his men, it was a no-no to eat that bread, according to the law.
那大卫和他随从知道，因为律法，他们是不可以吃陈设饼的。
But God allowed, you know, he did kill David and his men by eating that bread. God allowed the breaking of that law because in that case, it served God's purpose for God had anointed king as the future king of Israel.
那神并没有因为大卫吃了陈设饼而杀了他。上帝甚至默许、允许大卫去犯这个律法，为什么？这是因为出于神的旨意，神而且高立了大卫做他的王。
David did one more bad thing. He lied, as you remember.
而且大卫做了更坏的事情，他否认了。
He said it was King Saul who was sending me on a mission.
他说这是扫罗王差派我过来。
God is not pleased with our lying.
那神并不喜悦一个说谎的人。
But in this situation, God, in His mercy, and it has to be God's mercy, He kept David alive that way.
但是在这个情况下，神出于他的怜悯，他继续让大卫活着。
Second example.
第二个例子。
Jesus said, "Look at the priests in the temple."
你们看看在这个会幕里面的祭司。
On the Sabbath, they had to work in the temple because that's their responsibility.
在安息日的时候，祭司在在圣殿里面工作，因为这是他们的责任。
And by the strict interpretation of the law, they were breaking the Sabbath.
但是我们看情况说，他的确，这些祭司的确是违反了在安息日不可以做工的条例。
But God made allowances for it because they served God's good purpose.
但是神允许他们违反这个律法，为什么？这是出于他们祭司对神的一个目的。
Otherwise, Pastor Ricky would have to sit down.
否则 Ricky 要坐下来，他不能讲道。
Because I'm not keeping the Sabbath today. I'm working today. Okay.
因为牧师并没有今天守安息，他在工作。
There is a Jewish, about the time of Jesus, a rabbinical saying of the rabbis.
当时在耶稣的时代呢，有一个拉比，就是夫子说道。
Moses received the law on Sinai.
摩西从西乃山上受到了律法。
He delivered the law to Joshua.
他将律法传给约书亚。
Joshua delivered the law to the Jewish elders.
那约书亚将律法传给了犹太的长辈。
And the elders to the assembly.
那那些长辈将律法传给会众。
The rabbis said there are three things you have to remember.
那些拉比就是夫子说到，你有三样事是一定要记住的。
Be not hasty in judgment, a good thing.
不要急于去判断一件事情。
Bring up many disciples, another good thing.
去带领很多门徒。
And make a hedge, a surrounding hedge for the Torah, for the law.
你要将律法好好的保护起来。
In order not to break the law, they built fences around the law to make sure the laws are not broken.
他们为了保护这律法，所以他们做了一个像围墙一样的东西去保护这律法。
But the Pharisees made the hedge so wide and so rigid that it became a chore to keep their regulations.
但是法利赛人将这个围墙做得特别大。
Keeping their regulations became a matter of pride.
在他们看来，去守住这些律法、这些规矩，让他们变得很骄傲。
If you are an Orthodox or a very conservative Jew and you go, you know, live in Jerusalem on a Sabbath day, what do you do?
那如果你是一个很传统的、很保守的犹太人，在耶路撒冷。在安息日你会怎么样呢?
Before sundown on Friday, lights which will be needed to be on has to be all turned on before the sun goes down.
那在安息日之前你只有灯要开着。
And you could also use automatic timers for lights and some appliances as long as they have been set. You don't have to turn the dial. You turn the dial before sunset on Friday and that's okay. The lights would come on, you know, during Sabbath.
你可以用一个计时器去设置这些东西，但是只要是在这个日落之前。
And if you have a light in your refrigerator, they should be disconnected before the Sabbath by unscrewing the bulb.
那如果你有个冰箱，在安息日之前，你要将冰箱里面灯泡都拿出来。
What happens when you open the refrigerator, the freezer door on your refrigerator?
那当你开这个冰箱的它储存箱，它这个门拉开来会怎么样呢
？A light comes on, right?
那这个灯会亮。
Ah, you have opened the door. The light came on. You did work.
所以你看，你这样门打开了，灯亮了，那你在做工。
Let me remind you.
让我提醒你。
Let me remind you what Jesus said about the Sabbath.
让我提醒一下，耶稣在安息日怎么说的
？The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
安息日是为人设的，而人不能。
不是为神，安息日不是安息日是为人而做的，不是人为
安息日而
做的。Okay, good. In other words, the Sabbath was established by God to serve us, you and me.
那用其他话说，安息日的设立是为了是神为了让安息日来服务我们。
Not the other way around.
而并不是我们做安息日的奴隶。
So Jesus summed up the error of the Pharisees by their value system by quoting from Hosea chapter 6.
那耶稣他引用了何西阿书来总结法利赛人的错误。
There God says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and I an acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings.
那何西阿书六章六节说到，我喜爱怜悯，不爱祭祀，然后认识神比祭祀更重要。
God is not about exterior presentations.
那神并不看重这些。
He's concerned about what's in our heart and how we act out what is in our heart for the benefit of other people.
他更看重的是我们内心，是看出我们。中国内心所行出来的事情怎么让别人得益处
you know, Tradition has that the rabbis came up with 39 categories of things you cannot do on a Sabbath
那以前的那些夫子他做了一个列表关于39个分门别类的一些事情你不能做
And these activities, the 39 categories were based on the work that was done when they were building the tabernacle in the wilderness
那这些清单上的东西呢，都是通过他们以前在会幕里面建造会幕时候得出来一些。
Which at the time of Solomon, of course, became the temple in Jerusalem.
当时是所罗门在耶路撒冷建造圣殿的时候。
So it was ironic in terms of confronting the Pharisees that Jesus declared, "I tell you, one greater than the temple is here, right in front of you."
但是很讽刺的是，耶稣当面对法利赛人说
：“You came up with these 39 categories of things you can't do on the Sabbath. I, who is greater than the temple is standing in front of you.
耶稣对法利赛人说，我比圣殿更重要，哪怕你是三十九个诫条。
And the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
人子是安息日的主。
I'm the boss.
耶稣是老板。
Irene always said to me, I'm the boss.
Irene 总是跟牧师说他是老板。
I set the rules.
我创造这些规条。
I know what's good for you.
我知道什么是对你好的。
But the Pharisees were not through with Jesus because Jesus went from the grain fields to the synagogue.
但是耶稣法利赛人并没有跟耶稣一起走，耶稣从麦田直接走到了会堂。
And there was a man with a shriveled hand like that.
在那里呢，在路上呢，有一个人，他的手不行，那个就像这样子。
枯干了 yeah, useless. And then the Pharisee set a trap again for Jesus.
那法利赛人又设了一个陷阱让耶稣跳。
Jesus, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?
耶稣你在安息日医治别人是不是合乎律法？
And figuring that if Jesus healed that man, they would have another aha moment.
那如果耶稣医治那个人，他没有一个啊哈的时刻。
But Jesus again in his great wisdom.
但是又一次，耶稣展现了他的智慧。
Did not answer their question directly.
他没有直接去回答法利赛人。
No, if any of you has a sheep and it fell into a pit on the Sabbath.
那你们中间如果有一个人，他在安息日将一头羊掉进了坑里面。
You know, if I ask Wen Jun if Max falls into a pit, you know, on the Sabbath.
如果我们问文俊，如果你的孩子在安息日，孩子掉下井里面
，Will you not take hold of him and lift him out?
难道你不会去救他，将他捞上来吗
？You would even do it for a sheep.
那你肯定会为比他们比羊更重要。
I would do it for my Yorkshires, Lucille and Lady. No, I would.
那牧师也会这么做。
如果我的狗丢在坑里 But how much more valuable is a man than a sheep or a dog or chicken or what have you?
那人比羊比狗岂不贵重的多吗？
Therefore, it is lawful to do good.
所以呢，你在安息日做善事是可取的。
Again, what irony!
又一次，是这是多么讽刺啊
！Man with a shriveled hand，
一个手枯干手的人。
Even he had wanted to do a work manual labor on a Sabbath, he would find it very difficult to do so.
就算他自己想去做什么工作，但是他不行。
He had to observe the Sabbath.
他被逼无奈去守安息日。
Oh, but the Lord Jesus.Healed him, restore him totally, good as new.
但是耶稣医治了他，让他复原了。
And at the end, the Pharisees had no basis to accuse Jesus of anything.
在最后呢，法利赛人不能控告耶稣了。
It's the old adage: when you point a finger at somebody, how many fingers point to you?
当你指向一个人的时候，多少手指是指向你自己的呢？
I only have five fingers in my hand, so three of them points to me.
那我也是有五个手指。
And that was what happened to the Pharisees.
这就是在法利赛人身上所发生的事情。
They accused Jesus, and in the end, they ended up accusing themselves.
他们在控告耶稣同时，他们也在控告自己。
So let me ask you another question on that particular Sabbath day. Who worked the hardest, do you think?
那让我再问你们个问题：你们认为谁在安息日做工作最多？
The disciples?
是门徒吗？
The man with the shriveled hand?
是枯干手的人吗？
He did nothing.
什么都没做。
Jesus?
是耶稣吗？
Did he work the hardest?
他做工作最多吗？
Or was it the Pharisees?
而或者是那些法利赛人呢？
I think it was the Pharisees.
我认为是法利赛人。
They worked very hard.
他们很努力做工。
They had to come up with these tough questions.
他们脑子一直想这些很尖锐的。
They have to go around following, running after Jesus and his disciples all day. They were working their tails off.
I miss it.
Well, they were working their tails off, working very hard. And who did the least good?
那谁做最不好呢?
最小,
最小呢?
好的东西, 好善事。
谁做最小善事呢?
I think it was the Pharisees.
我认为是法利赛人。
And they think they were Sabbath keepers.
但是他认为他们是守安息的人。
You know, as people of the new covenant, we are under grace, thank God, and not under the law.
我们有新约，所以我们不在律法之下，而是在恩典之下。
But yet the Sabbath rest when we understand it, you know, correctly. It's a good thing.
那当我们很完整的、很明白的去了解什么是安息的时候，
you being here today is a good thing.
你们在这里是一个很好的事情。
It's a sweet thing.
这是一个很甜美的事情。
The problem with the modern world is that we know how to work, but we do not know how to rest.
那现代社会一个问题就是，我们知道怎么去工作，但是我们不知道怎么去休息。
特别是中国人。
特别是中国人。
Wait a minute.
Especially Chinese.
Okay. That's better. Do you agree or not?
你同意吗？
Chinese know how to work.
中国人知道怎么去工作。
They don't know how to rest.
但他们不知道怎么去休息。
Except for a few like HP and Wendy.
那除了HP 和Wendy 之外都是这样的。
There was a pastor, a Japanese-American pastor, Pastor Ken, I call him.
有一个, 日裔的美国人,
叫做, and he wrote a book that I would recommend called God in My Everything.
那他写了一本书叫做
You know, he was once, he had a very promising career with a Fortune 500 500强的公司.
他有一个很完美的一个前途，他在500强公司里工作。
But he quit that and became a church pastor in Vancouver, British Columbia.
那他离开了那个公司，他成为一个在温哥华的一个教会的。
A small, aging, dying church.
他是一个很小的。
So he was putting, he calls himself a 7-Eleven man. Gets up at 7 and goes to, you know, sleep at 11.
他7点起来工作, 11点睡觉。
You know, whether he was working for the Fortune 500 or working as pastor, you know, that's why he wrote this book when he realized what was, you know, he was doing wrong.
那他写这本书是意识到他自己做错的。
He said he had a friend, the Ben, who worked when was a young man, worked for Microsoft when it was still a young company.
那 Pastor Ken 有一个朋友呢，叫做 Ben， 他在一个他当时他为微软工作的时候，当时微软还是一个小公司。
He loved his work, but you know he and his wife were just got married and beginning a family.
他很爱他的工作，他和他妻子也刚刚成立了一个家庭。
And as a couple, they agreed that he would limit his working hours to 40 hours per week.
那他们这对夫妻呢，他们达成一个协议，说我这礼拜只工作40小时。
But when Microsoft was starting up as a company, the normal expectation from the bosses were you have to put in 80 hours a week.
但是对于微软他们这些高层来说，他们通常都是80小时一周的。
And when Ben told his boss, I could only, my wife and I agreed, family is important, I could only work 40 hours a week.
那当Ben和他老板说，我跟我妻子达成协议，说我一周只能工作40小时。
And his boss said, yeah, you could do that, but it will limit your career path.
然后他老板跟他说，OK，你可以这么做，但是这会。 妨碍到你的前途。
And Pastor Ken said, throughout his time at Microsoft, Ben and his wife would pray that God will grant him favor, make him more productive in those 4 hours, 40 hours a week that he does work.
但是在他工作的时候呢， Ben和他妻子一直在祷告说， 请神帮助他， 让他在40小时里面可以做到8小时的工作。
And God answered their prayers.
而且神回复了他们的祷告。
And Ben ended up advancing, you know, in his career in Microsoft.
所以Ben他成了微软的高层。
And he became a key leader in the development of Windows 95, 98, 2000.
那Ben成为一个开发Windows 95, 98和2000的一个重要的
And unlike many of his colleagues that worked 80 hours or more a week, he did not burn out.
不像他其他那些同事，他们八十小时一个礼拜，没有强迫自己。
There are three things God taught us about the Sabbath rest.
那很多事情神是讲到说。
The seventh day.
安息日，第七日。
God rested on the seventh day.
神在第七日的时候休息了。
He blessed it.
他祝福了这一天。
He made it holy.
他让它成为圣洁。
And Jesus' disciple and the man with the shriveled hand experienced that Sabbath and not the Pharisees.
耶稣的门徒，耶稣他自己，还有那个枯干手的人，都经历了这个这么美好的安息，但是法利赛人却没有。
Some time ago, my good friend Pastor John Rice gave me a book written by a well-respected rabbi. He called it The Sabbath.
那前一段时间一个时候呢，我的一个朋友给我一本书，是一个犹太教的拉比所写的。
And in the introduction that his daughter wrote, she said, "We are the mate, the spouse of the Sabbath."
那在简介里面，他写到说，我们是安息日的伙伴，我们是安息日的伴侣。
And each week, you know, by sanctifying, separating that as holy.The Sabbath, you guys are marrying someone today.
那每一周我们守安息，将安息奉为圣日，我们就像和安息结婚一样。
Yeah, as Isaiah said, you marry today.
像你和安息结婚一样。
The Sabbath is both the bride and the queen.
安息既是你的新娘，她也是王后，女王。
Bride and the queen.
新娘和女王。
Just like Isabel.
就像伊莎贝尔一样。
Today.
像今天伊莎贝尔。
One day only, she's the bride and the queen.
不过她只是今天而已。
Whatever she wants, she gets.
如果她想要什么，上帝会给她的。
So, the Sabbath does not simply.Happen on a Saturday or Sunday or Monday or any other day of the week.
那安息日不只是拘泥于周六或者周日，它可以是一周里面的任何时候。
It's how we behave on the other six days of the week. It's a journey, a happy journey towards that seventh day.
这是关于，这是在乎于我们在其他六日之间做什么事情。
Instead of chasing after it, we need to stop to allow the Sabbath to catch up with us.
我们要休息，停下来，等待安息日过来，而不是去追逐它。
And we want to do things with Jesus that day that we both enjoy.
我们想在那天和耶稣做一些事情，是我们大家都开心。
And we enjoy the moment simply because it's a foretaste of what heavenly joy, bliss is going to be like.
我们应该享受这个时间，这是我们在天上的日子的前景。
Jesus is not a place you come to.
耶稣并不是你来的一个地方。
Jesus is a true friend who can give you rest, no matter where you are.
那耶稣是一个真的是可以给你休息的一个真朋友。
Sabbath is sanctifying time.
安息日是将时间奉为圣洁。
Yeah, that's important.
这是一个很重要的事情。
We're not sanctifying a location.
我们并不是
space.
我们并不是将一个地点。
And when you sanctify the time, the day, then no matter where you are, no matter what your circumstances, you can enjoy that Sabbath rest.
只要你奉时间为圣洁，无论你在哪里，无论你在什么时间，都可以享受安息日。
The song that we're about to sing has these words about giving thanks.
那我们一会儿唱诗歌是提到说感恩的。
You know, he who enjoys much is thankful for little.Since we receive mercies constantly, gratitude to God should be habitual. Bless God for what you have. Bless God for what you have, and trust Him for what you need.
感谢能为小事而感谢的人，才是真会享受的人。因为我们时刻都在接受恩惠， 所以我们应习惯性的感谢上帝，为你所有的感谢，为你所有的感谢上帝，为你所需的依赖上帝。
I really last, you know, like the last two sentences.
我最喜欢最后两句话。
Give thanks what you have.
为你所有的感谢上帝。
And trust God in what you need.
为你所需的。
And when you do that, you will begin to understand what keeping the Sabbath really means.
当你真正去这么做了，你才会发现守安息真正是什么意思。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And I experienced a little bit of that rest on Labor Day, which was a Monday.
那我经历了这一点点的甜头，在上个礼拜的劳动节。
Normally, I would set aside Monday as Irene and my Sabbath.
那通常呢，我和 Irene 决定说将周一奉为我们的安息日。
Yeah, and I was up in Portland.
那我当时在波特兰。
And I walked about half an hour back to the neighborhood where our children grew up.
那当时我走了大概半小时，在我以前我的孩子居住的社区。
I visited the old small grade school, not even a grade school. It only went from kindergarten to third grade.
那是我们走过了一个小学，它都不应该称为小学，这只是从幼儿园到。三年级左右。
Yeah, that's the school both Joanna and Michael went to.
那这是一个我以前都去过的学校。
What did he say? I forgot. And I tell you, I had a most wonderful time just walking around the neighborhood, enjoying Jesus, enjoying that Sabbath rest.
当我在这个旧社区走的时候，我觉得我很享受。我很享受和神和耶稣一起同在的时候。
And as I was walking, this song that I haven't sang for a long time came to my mind.
当我在散步的时候，有一首我很久没有听过的诗歌在我耳边回响着。
And it was a a very sweet moment.
这是一个很甜美的诗歌。
And it's 397 in our hymn book.
这是诗歌本的397首。
So let's sing this hymn, you know, as a way to prepare our hearts on the Sabbath day to come before the Lord's table.
所以请大家一起唱这首诗歌来，因为今天是领圣餐，所以准备好自己的心。
Yeah, why don't we sing the first and third in Chinese and the second one in English, okay?
我们读我们将第一节和第三节读中文，第二节和第四节读英语。